You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins edition. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz. Pleased to be joined by this week by Corey Provis. He's filling in for Rhett Bollinger, who's off this week. And Corey, the Twins had a really rough road trip. They dropped 7 of their last 8 overall, dropped 16 of their last 22 overall, and they're under 500 for the first time since May 2nd. So I guess just in the context of, you know, some people saw this club as maybe ahead of schedule as far as contention is concerned, but you know, obviously those are competitive men in that clubhouse. It's been a very difficult stretch. So just what's your read on, you know, the mindset and the makeup of this club right now?
Well, Anthony, the starting pitching had, and maybe to a surprise, had been kind of the anchor with this team all season long. And then this last week, the rotation just kind of fell apart. And from top to bottom, all the starters struggled mightily. The collective ERA on the last road trip was around 15 or 16. So the Twins, in essence, are really lucky to win one game on the road trip, considering how poor the starting pitching was. So that of late was problematic. But before that, even since the All-Star break, the offense had been sputtering. We saw some signs of the offense kind of turning around a little bit, but not enough to sustain any kind of winning trend. But a lot of things that went well for this team, specifically in the month of May, and a lot of this was set up by one great month, and that was in May when they went 20-7. You know, they've been under 500 since June 1, if you take out May. And I think at times the offense has been inconsistent, but at least of late, the starting pitching has been dreadful.
I want to get your take on Phil Hughes this season. Obviously, he was such a huge key for them last year, a great signing. They extend them going into this year. And, you know, he's had some really encouraging moments, but he's also been burned by the long ball quite a bit. Major League High, 28 home runs. He says he's healthy. For the record, but obviously he's pitched. He's had some rough goes here lately. What's your read on Hughes this season, and what direction he's headed?
I mean, last year he got by with just a few pitches. It wasn't like he invented this new pitch and led to a 16 win and 16 walk season in 2014. But his four seam, his cutter, and his breaking ball, and to an extent a sinker, he was throwing those pitches enough, and they were working well. You know, come 2015, April and May, I think what Phil learned is that what worked for him last year was not working this year. And so then when he got to late May, early June, he started throwing more curveballs, but more changeups. And so he's tried to mix it up a bit more than he did last year, and he's needed to. But the one thing, Anthony, that nobody can really pinpoint is why Hughes' velocity is down. He's been around 89, 90, maybe 91. We're not talking about a guy that throws 97, but, you know, 90 right. to 93, that's a pretty big difference. And he's just, the velocity has just not been there all year long. And nobody can really pinpoint as to why. Phil is frustrated by it. I know Neil Allen, the pitching coach, is frustrated by it, as are many more. But the lack of velocity, and maybe it's because the cutter and the four seam have looked pretty identical with velocity, and they just haven't been as effective. And the home run ball has really hurt him, and that's been an issue from day one. He gave up 16 last year. He has blown by that and then some here, and still about 2 months left in the season.
You know, with the pitching struggling as it is, Corey, you know, Jose Berrios has to be an intriguing option, at least from a number standpoint. 1.59 ERA over his last 5 starts on a real roll at Triple-A, but at the same time, that would be a pretty aggressive move. Do you have any sense of the Twins potentially turning to him down the stretch, or is that something that's more of a back burner issue?
Well, I think he's definitely in their plans. Now, what's going to be interesting to watch this week, Anthony, is come Saturday. The Twins need a 5th starter for their game this Saturday at home against Cleveland. And, you know, I think the plan right now is to make that kind of a bullpen day, because Tommy Malone can't come off the DL until August 16th. And everybody believes you won't need a rehab start, that Tommy can make that first start when eligible to come off the DL. But that's a day before the Twins need that 5th starter. I think right now the plan is a bullpen day. But in this upcoming Texas series, if the lack of starting pitching continues and they have to go down and get somebody, it's hard to ignore what Berrios is doing right now. He just, his last start came a few days back, and he had seven scoreless innings. He struck out nine, allowed just five hits. He's got the makeup to be a frontline starter, and that's what this rotation really doesn't have. They've got some veterans. They've got some guys who've been around a while, but they don't have a frontline true one or two. And I'm not saying Berríos is that right now, but because he's such an athlete, because he has such a good arsenal of pitches to play with, I think it is fair to say that he projects to be a frontline guy. Not saying a number one, but certainly a number two. But if it doesn't work out this weekend with a fifth starter, I would not be shocked if Berríos makes a start or two in September.
It would be interesting for sure. Trevor May is another interesting guy who it seems like at the moment not stretched out to help them from a starting standpoint. And it also seems like his move to the bullpen has been positive enough that it seems like an arrangement they might want to ride out. I saw Paul Molitor referring to him as potentially their setup man here going forward in front of Clint Perkins. So what has worked for May with that move to the bullpen?
Well, what he brings to the bullpen is something that the bullpen didn't have, and that is the potential to strike out opposing hitters. The Twins' bullpen has been dead last in strikeouts all year long. Even Perkins, while he has swing and miss pitches with his fastball and his slider, even his strikeout rate, it seems to have dipped a little bit. But Trevor May, because he has a changeup, he has a slider, he has a good four-seam fastball, he's not throwing a sinker as much as a reliever, but he's got swing and miss pitches. And that's what the bullpen has needed. They needed some power, which he provides with a fastball 95-96, but just somebody that can miss a bat or two. And he's kind of taken that role. And I still think long-term Trevor May is going to be a starter. But I think that the next time Trevor May will start, just my opinion, will be 2016. I think for now he's going to be the bullpen eighth-inning guy, the kind of the bridge to Perkins the rest of the way. Barring something happening, barring a big injury or two to a twin starter right now, I think the rest of this season, May is a reliever, but come 2016, he should be in the mix to grab the starting spot.
Yeah, you don't want to give up on a talent like that for potential rotation piece moving forward, especially an organization that's, before this season was really struggling to piece it together in the rotation. Just in general this year, they're in this rut right now, but they've really accrued some depth options here. It's been a dramatic turnaround in the past calendar year just in terms of bodies that are viable options for a rotation.
Yeah, they're coming. And, I think that a guy like Cole Stewart, he's still not on the radar. I think that's down the way. And Tyler Duffy had a poor debut in Toronto. But I think if you put Nolan Ryan out there against Toronto right now, even he may have some problems with the way that Blue Jays offense is just – clicking right now. But guys like Pat Dean, even Taylor Rogers, I think there are some options that may be on the cusp of impacting this rotation. But are they going to be frontline guys? Probably not. And then I go back to Berríos because he can be a frontline guy. And maybe that's what this rotation needs down the line. I mean, next season, Mike Telfrey's a free agent after this year. I'm not sure where he fits in long term, but Ricky Nolasco signed for two more years. Obviously, Irvin Santana, three more years. So you have to figure that next year, Hughes will be in that rotation with Kyle Gibson. I think Trevor May is in that rotation. And then Berríos is another interesting case to see if he will be back. And he'll be back, but if he'll have the stuff to break camp with the team. And I'm not discounting Tommy Malone either, a left-handed option. And then you have Nolasco. And so you have some options there. And then who knows about Alex Meyer, a guy that a year ago this time, he seemed destined to make his big league debut as a starter, but Meyer has really regressed this year. He's now in the bullpen at AAA. So that's kind of a surprising tale. What happened to Alex Meyer this year? And I know come October at the organizational meetings, they'll get together and try to pinpoint why, a big arm, maybe a guy that entering 2015, Anthony had the best stuff of any twin starting pitching prospect, but it's completely gone backwards in many ways this summer.
Corey, one guy, we obviously, the baseball world in general has high hopes for Byron Buxton. He got an 11-game look before he jammed his thumb. He's been out ever since. And on Monday, the Twins activated him and then optioned him back to AAA. There's always service time situations that come into play in this sort of thing. But, was there enough, do you think, in that 11-game look to feel like he might need some more grooming time. This is a guy who's been more of a slow starter at each level, so maybe that wasn't terribly surprising. But what was your read on that situation?
To me, his bat didn't look ready. Everything else looked ready. His speed, his defense, all that looked ready. And Terry Ryan, I think, admitted that that may show up, that maybe the bat is the last thing to be major league ready. Didn't see Buxton, walk enough, saw him strike out quite a bit. But he's somebody that when he came to the plate, you didn't want to leave your seat. If you're going to go get a hot dog or a beverage, you want to do that with anybody but him batting. That's an at bat you want to watch. And I also think that Aaron Hicks's kind of surge here since the All-Star break has given them some thought that there's no reason to rush Buxton back up here right now. Up until this rehab assignment, he had never experienced any Triple-A pitching. And this is the first time he's ever experienced Triple-A pitching. And he's doing okay after a handful of games down with Triple-A Rochester. But maybe Hicks's surge also played into this a little bit, that Torrey Hunter is going to still see regular reps in right, and Rosario is going to be in left field. And I think Aaron Hicks has been one of the bright spots for this team the last month or so. And there haven't been many, but Hicks has certainly been one of them. But is Buxton still going to be up in September? I don't think that's much of a doubt. But you look, Anthony, at his bat compared to Miguel Sano, and you see the difference. You see Miguel Sano, he is ready to hit major league pitching, whereas with Buxton, I'm not so sure, and I think others have that same belief.
Corey Provis is the radio voice of the Minnesota Twins. I want to thank him for pinch hitting and being our very special guest here this week, and thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.